Blog Talk Radio.
Policemen, firemen, the mayor of my town. The dude's hanging off of the paper truck, Mr. Chang. Down at the local deli, sells me morning coffee, wishes me good luck. This is for the people in my neighborhood. They help me through the day and make me feel good. This bus for you. His brother make a mean pizza pie. Tattooed Tony in his cool muscle shirt. Maria on the corner looking good in a skirt. This is for the people in my neighborhood who help me through the day and make me feel good. This bus for you.
Don't understand, do you? Hey, man, don't you realize in order for us to make this thing work, man, we've got to get rid of the pimps and the pushers and the prostitutes and then start all over again clean.
Hey, look, nobody's pushing me anyway, okay? I mean, not you, not the cops, nobody, man. I mean, you want to get rid of the pushers, I'll help you. But don't send your people after me.
Oh, come on, John. Can't you see that we can't get rid of one without getting rid of the other? We got to come down on both of them at the same time in order for this whole thing to work for the people.
Hey, look, nobody's closing me out of my business.
time you hit.
Hello, people. You hung up?
Dang, man. That's crazy.
Hey,
we
I'm
here.
So sorry.
No, I was talking to my boy who was calling in because today, yo, is my birthday. And let me say this right first. This is a product of Beverly Nation Online Radio. This is Two Thel with your host, Will of God. We are broadcasting on air live from Lagos. I'm in Philly. But you can dial that number, 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Now, I'm just going to do this a little differently tonight because I don't know if y'all don't understand what I had to go through today. I couldn't text all my people. They mad. I'm going to text them while I'm doing the show so they can get unmad. Like, okay, if you say forgive me. The ones I did forget, I'm sorry. I was doing way too much. But I decided on this show I want to just do something spontaneously because you're allowed to come out and play spontaneously. Y'all look like y'all ain't wearing a mask no more. Never mind. I hope you didn't get the vaccine. I'm going to talk about that too. But the rude awakening is, if you can see the control, visualize in front of your eyes. So I'm going to help everybody out because I want to have an open forum. I want more callers to speak tonight what's on their head. I don't care if you're slow, dumb, or stupid, or if you're fascinating and intelligent, or awesome, or, you know, excellent, you know, marvelous, all those good things wrapped up in one. I need all that because this show going to be ignorant and satisfied and intellectual at the same damn time. Yeah, because I want to do something crazy. I want to show y'all, since y'all don't understand who y'all speaking to. My name Will of God, my other name DJ Chill. I'm a serious situation. I got a lot of things going on. I'm going to talk about later, but right now it's not about me because I want to hear what you is. And when you talk, please leave the information how to follow you. You know, because sometimes y'all might be here now, but gone later. I need to see you now. Give you your flowers and your Rice Krispie sandwiches. I don't give a damn what you want to eat. I want to see you eat. Everybody allowed to eat tonight. So please do that. And give, please, your Cash App. Yes, I said Cash App. Because if people got money and they sitting on their pandemic money and they keep giving it to dumb things like QVC or, you know, some other situations that might come their way like, hey, give me your money and I'll make you feel better than life. And you do it and you still don't get the box from freaking Prime America. I mean, is that the name of the people? I don't know. Prime. Amazon. Wherever them. Somebody. Or some reincarnation of a daggone person that's going to send you boxes. You're nothing but fluffy toys. We're having the money you spent. So fluffy toys. No, I'm sorry. Wait a minute. I'm going to be funny tonight, too. But my question is, this is deep. Because I want to know what. When you say what sometimes, people don't know what. But question, what would you do if you had a chance to receive knowledge? Would you use it or abuse it? And the bonus question is, what do you consider knowledge? See, I don't want to talk too much, talk too long, put y'all on the go-away song. I don't want to do none of that. I want to go heavy, hard, right in, right now, right this second. So I got my homie on the line three-way, the former cruiserweight champion of the world, Mr. Nate Miller. And he going to speak freely. And at the time he's speaking, I'm going to try to get in touch with, oh, my gosh, all the other people that wanted to talk tonight. But if you want to talk, dial that number 516-453-9133. You have to press 1 to get live on this show. Thel at www.blogtalkradio.com. This is not a game tonight. It's June 4th, 2021. There's a lot of things going on. People having birthdays, having a good time. People having anniversaries, having a good time. And somebody about to get educated right about now. And here's a good time. And it's a Nate Miller. What the hell you doing? You in the building. Nate, you gotta unmute your phone, homie.
Yeah.
There he is. Hey, what's up, man?
What's up, man?
You know, I don't know. Listen. This old head Charlie. I don't speak to you for a long time. You know what? I used to have boxing game back in the day, But I got old. But I like what you did back in the day, knocking them city clowns out. You want to knock some more people out. I would love to hear what you got to say. Go ahead, Mr. Nate Miller.
Hey, what's
talk
up?
To the world. Hallelujah.
How y'all doing? They still pushing that vaccine. They still giving incentives. People should have woke up by now to know that it's all a 52 fake out. Why are they giving incentives? Basically, they pleading with the people, please, please, please take it. Because once you take it, life is going to be different for all the people that take it. 6 months once they get in the system, well, by the fall. And I talked to a friend of mine not too long ago. He said a lady that she was 45 years old in perfect health, had a couple of children, young children. She took this shot, and her brain just shut down. She died at 45. They liars, doctors and certain people that's behind it, the black doctors. They are lying to the people, and we are falling for it. I guarantee you they didn't take no shot, but they want you to take it because they know most people of color don't have no direction. They follow anything, they'll do anything. Somebody say whatever, they'll do it without even going to investigate, researching. I mean, it's sad. The Tuskegee Airmen, they use an experimental drug on them, kill them. Hitler, he stuck them with needles, experimented on them before he put them in the oven, so to speak. I mean, we just haven't woke up. It's sad. And, most of the planet going to be no more once some antibodies and all that poison and all kinds of anything in there that wasn't approved by the FDA. It was not approved. People are still taking poison knowing that the government do not care about you, me, or your family. And they're really going to harm your children. Once they stick that poison in your children, now they won't be able to make babies. They're going to be messed up. Some people are going to drop off the planet. It's going to be some bad reactions. They're lying. They're not telling the truth to everybody. And it's funny how the black doctors get on TV and say, oh, we guarantee you and this, that, and the other. They're lying. Y'all should be able to read their lips. You should be able to see a lie. But most people haven't woke up yet. It's sad. We're going to lose a lot of people within 6 months and beyond because they don't know no better. I mean, it's sad. I mean, the only way they can force you to do it, everything, all the good stuff, and you say, yeah, I believe that one, so let me go ahead and do it. I'll be real good, Mr. Cakes. Man, it's an old saying that's true. The white man is leading, and the black man is pleading. It still goes without saying. We haven't woke up yet. It's sad, but you know, so many lives are going to be lost in the coming months, and people are going to wonder what happened. They feel all right now, but, you know, for people that had reactions from the rip, that's not, you got to look at the bigger picture. Once it's set in, you won't be able to recover once it kills your immune system. Once you get that immune system weakened, it's a wrap. You're not gonna bounce back from it. Then you have to scratch your head and start wondering, all of a sudden I'm getting sick, I'm starting to have reactions. You got to scratch your head and say, oh, you know what? It was that vaccine I took 6 months ago, a year ago. If you're around, that's the only thing people can say, what happened. All of a sudden, so-and-so got sick. What happened? All it is, once you get that shot, it's going to give you something. You may get the so-called virus, that's the whole purpose, to depopulate the planet. We haven't woke up, and it's sad, real sad. Many, many have to go. Some people don't know how they're going to go. Some people have a premonition, but a lot of people want to go from that vaccine. It's like I said, it's going to settle in. Now you think you're doing good. Yeah, I got the shot. Yeah, they said it prevents death. It prevents death. That's the baddest patent on the planet. Something that prevents death. Wow, that's amazing.
Well, yo, man, we got a call in the building, man. We gonna keep this a yo, you bull. People, this is Too Thorough by your true friend, Will of God. That's former Cruiserweight Champion of the world, Mr. Nate Miller. He right here in the building with me right now. I don't know how long he's going to be a play, but Bobby got a call in the building, and I'm waiting for my other people to call, and I still got to text the world because they mad because I ain't text them yet. I'm just texting them now. Damn.
Hey, boys. Hello, boys.
What in the world is this? Wait a minute. Let me say this right. I got to walk inside because sometimes I get too loud outside. Jerry Patino!
Heck yeah, baby. How you doing, guys?
In the building. Oh, we just going crazy with it because my topic is question. What would you do if you had a chance to receive knowledge? Would you use it or abuse it? Bonus question. What do you consider knowledge? And this is just like an open forum, no holds barred, first come, first serve, you know what I'm saying? And everybody that's a caller, dial that number 516-453-9133. Press 1 to get on the air. Jerry, talk to me, baby.
Knowledge. If I had a chance for knowledge to come, would I receive it or simply play dumb? Would I choose to use it to bring forth good or choose to abuse it like so many would? What is knowledge who really knows? Just knowing
hold on, hold
stuff.
On. Hey, Nate.
To that
Nate. Mute your phone, Nate. Mute your phone, man. All right.
Okay, I'm going to start over. It's not long. If I had a chance for knowledge to come, would I receive it or simply play dumb? Would I choose to use it to bring forth good or choose to abuse it like so many would? What is knowledge? Who really knows? Just knowing stuff to then oppose? For me, having knowledge brings along gain, empower oneself with more to attain. Use knowledge for good, never for bad. This will bring joy, will not make you sad. Knowledge and power go hand in hand. The power I choose helps me to stand for what's right and not to abuse. So, yes, my friend, knowledge I'd use. That's for you, Will of God.
Hey, Jerry.
Wow, thank you.
What's up, Jerry?
Hey, baby, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Good. So,
thank
you know,
you,
not,
Jerry.
You are welcome. You know, knowledge is an incredible gift that we all have access to. And I've been dealing with knowing everything I could possibly know since I was very young. And I've shared all this stuff with you guys about the vaccines. My grandchildren aren't vaccinated. My grandson's 20. You know, I've been all over the world behind the scenes, even in Russia when it was communist in labs. Okay, through Lenox Hill Hospital. And, you know, what's happening today people need to understand that not only do they need to gain the knowledge, but they need to use it for good. They have to get to a place today, especially more now than ever, where they don't just accept what's being told to them. They need to really research everything. We are being lied to. We have been lied to, and it's going to continue on. So for me personally, I've never been one to accept that. I've always had to find out the truth. And even Nate will tell you, we've had many discussions, and I pick his brain, and I'm like, you better be right, mister. I'm hoping you're right on this one, mister. You know, we have to get to a point where we don't just accept what we're being told.
Wow. Wait a minute, because I want you to tell everybody how to get follow you, but I can't say it better than Brother O, better known as DJ Olasky, of who in the world you are.
Olasky! Well, first of all, this is the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting in Serenity for the class of 2019. My friend and a wonderful person, a wonderful human being, Miss Jerry, the Jersey Jewel, Petito.
Oh, I love you, Brother O. You didn't call me a fraud. I'm sad. I love you.
Don't worry. The battle of the network stars is coming. And, of course, Olak himself will be there. And, of course, Will and Nate, I got to do that. And you know, this woman was born in New York City in a place in Queens called Long Island City. Now, she claims herself to be from Jersey, and that is wrong. She's a fraud. Even though we call her the Jersey Jewel, a fraud indeed. Good night, all. And now back to Will of God and ABC in the studio.
I love it. Oh, my gosh, she's crazy. That is Brother
How
O,
can
everybody.
They follow you?
Listen. Okay, they can follow me. My show was this past Tuesday, so we're all on the same week, which is a good thing because it makes me remember when you're on. And it's Tuesday nights at 9:30, babe.
See, that's what I'm talking about. And I don't know how this night going to go because basically people don't understand. My shows is just spontaneous. I go freestyle. I had things in decency and order, but sometimes you got to look at the limelight. Not the moonlight,
yep.
The limelight. And wonder why the damn light lime. I'm sorry, I'm lying. Just wonder why it's ultra velvet colors. Like, that might be the future. Ultra velvet. You'd be able to see things, you know, that's on you if you got ultra velvet light.
No, I'm sorry, people. It's crazy. If I keep talking, it might be knowledgeable.
I'm sorry. But listen, I want to see who this next caller is, too. Jerry, so don't go nowhere. I got to come back.
Okay, baby.
Nate, I see you in the building. But what in the world? Matter of fact, who am I speaking to now? Welcome, caller, the Tooth Daryl. Who am I speaking to?
Hey, peace and blessings, Brother Will.
Oh, See, we about to get more knowledge and education. Matter of fact, maybe I should change my languages and talk like I'm somebody else. How you doing, people? What do you want to do if you want to be me? No, I'm sorry. This is a jewel, y'all. Like, you had a birthday gift, you had presents, you had a Christmas. You know, you wouldn't put her under the tree like, hey, where's Sister Bessie? What the freak? You didn't give me a Sister Bessie doll for my daughter? You big dummy.
Go back to the store. You know what I'm talking about?
Godly. Talk to me, man. You got to tell, and you better tell us how to follow you. But my question is, what would you do if you had a chance to receive knowledge? Would you use it or abuse it? Bonus.
You know me.
What
you know me, Brother Will.
Consider knowledge.
I would use it. I would use it, Brother Will. And this is my main verse that I always mention. I have mentioned it in the podcast before. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou has rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shall be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy creator. I will also forget thy children. That's how important knowledge is to me. Now, I spent 2 years telling people about biological weapons. I spent on my show telling them about WHO, how they went to the Philippines and sterilized 3 million women with a tetanus vaccine. I also gave a list of the elite that said, we will poison you, and when you come back to us for help, we will poison you some more. Now, you got people on the internet, I got my shot. I got my shot. So what? That's your personal business. We done warned you. We done told you about these vaccines. You still didn't listen. People dying. Children, like he said, going to be sterilized. I told you that in the last show, that they was going to sterilize your children. They went in Africa and sterilized women. But you don't want to listen. No matter what anybody say to you, you took those vaccines and you're going to have to pay the price for it. Because the first vaccine that Bill Gates had was 06-06-06-06. So you think that they're going to put a stamp on you and say, oh, this is the mark of the beast? The mark of the beast can be poisoning to your blood, to affect your head, your whole body. None of you want to do any research. None of you want to ask any questions. I even told you what was in the vaccine, and you still didn't listen. That's on you. That's my opinion. You made that choice. You made that choice for your life. So don't brag to me about it. Peace and blessings.
Oh, no, 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 no. We're going to find out how to follow you. But again, you have to bring on Brother Owen, better known as DJ Orlaski, because he's the only one that could talk about a host, a fellow host, because Jerry's a fellow host, you're a fellow host. God knows how many other fellow hosts we're going to talk to tonight, as well as people that's becoming Cape Crusaders. Brother Owen.
Well, first of all, let's go there. This young lady's done a great job for us at ONE Dynasty for like 3 years. And what more can we say about her? This year, she is the International Internet Radio Broadcasting nominee for the class of 2021, just like me. Hopefully Monday, I'll know. But this young lady right now is holding her hopes high for October 17th of this year. And we hope that she gets into the Hall of Fame. She definitely deserves it. And her name is Sister Bessie Atrufa from Jacksonville, Florida, Duval County. How about that?
See, that's what I'm talking about. And Sister Bessie, you just hit it right on the nose, because I was just thinking, right, anybody who got a vaccine, because I want you to tell them how they can follow you and all that good stuff. But anybody who got the vaccine, because I wasn't going to do it. And I just saw some crazy stuff on Facebook about the magnetic thing. But I thought about it. I was like, wait a minute. Come the government all of a sudden say, hey, everybody be free. Go ahead, do what you want to do, unless they want anybody to start doing things so they can create new energy to create, you know, different situations of life, because they like the positive energy and they like the negative energy. But if you got the vaccine and since opposites attract, like the positive and the negative, and you get a lightning bolt, if it's attracted to the people who got the vaccine, because if it's magnetic, you know, I don't know what the hell they got in them things. But if it just happened to happen to happen to be, all of a sudden we hear a zap of centuries of people who got the vaccine again. Hey, what happened to them? They got fried. What do you mean? Well, you know, they took the vaccine and a lightning bolt came because they went outside in the rain. They had to go to work. They came home and the lightning bolt just followed them home. Like, hey, I'm going to get you anyway. I mean, not I got the word, bad word, knowledgeable. Think about it. But people, I know y'all mad y'all got the vaccine. You can't get it out of you. That ain't, listen, we try to warn you, but once it's in, it's in. You can't even find a bloodstream to get that. I was about to say the N-word out. But that thing out. You know what I'm talking about? So do not get stuck on the booster shot. They're going to probably say do it in 6 months. And if they give you a three-time award-winning booster shot, like, hey, you got to take booster shot 3 times in a row. What does that mean to you? Are you happy about that? I'm just asking. But back to what you got to say, baby, because we got to keep it funky. We got a track coming, but tell me how they can follow you, because Brother O about to go crazy.
Okay, I'm on Instagram, 9182 Bessie.
And your show?
No. Oh, my show is Sister Bessie's Front Porch, which I'll be on the 18th at 9:30.
Baby, I thank you for your time. People that's listening, this is Truth Thero from your true friend Will of God, but DJ Olasky, can you just knock their heads off for me? Welcome to 2000, y'all. This is crazy music getting coming out. That boy, Brother O, DJ Olasky, that is, talking about Willie Hutch. He's just playing Willie Hutch. I'm like, what in the world? Y'all don't even remember old-time singers, so we acknowledging you today. But we got a caller in the place to be, so welcome to 2000. Who am I speaking to now?
Carla, you on the line right now? Okay, we'll come back to that caller in a minute. Give him 5 more seconds. All right.
Hello.
All right, here he is. Okay, we're getting back on. Listen, all the folks out there that are chatting me right now, the Will of God Show, I want to thank you so much. This show is hot to death. That's what we do on a constant basis. Another caller right now, I know you have a little background noise, so try to find a way to, you can be, you know, in a quiet set and we'll bring you on. All right, Carla, come on. You know what I mean? This is Too Thorough. You're here on O&E and Beverly Nation.
Hey, peace, peace, will of God. How you doing? Can you hear me?
Oh, Lord. See, we ain't not going to do this. I was on your show, right? See, this is how ignorant the daggone principalities is. They said, we ain't going to allow a black man to speak. I was like waiting and waiting all the way to the end of the show and still couldn't talk because I thought I pressed one and the one never said one. Listen. I'm so mad. People, this the magic man that be singing. Matter of fact, sing to the women so they can get the knowledge.
Oh, my God. Hey, I'm an essential worker, so I got to do my task. But let me answer your question right quick, will of God. What is knowledge? First of all, knowledge, you can find the answer in the first four letters, which means to know. Now, here's what's so crazy about it. Because 85% of the people to 95% of the people would rather have a belief system, okay? And it's the beliefs that got people in the situation that they're in now. If you look at the word belief and you break it down, it'll give you B-L-I-E for you religious people out there. They didn't hide it. And say, you know, a lot of people don't realize that the adversary actually tells more truth than most people even realize. So people got to get out of the belief system because if you take, let's say you take three people, especially melanated people, okay? You got one that say that he's a devout, Hebrew, Israelite, Hebrew. And they meet at Central Park, right? And this Israelite Hebrew say, all praise is due to Yahweh, Elyon, Elyon El, right? So here comes another brother who's a Baptist minister, and he can say, all praise is due to the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, right? And so here comes a converted Muslim, just got out of jail, right? And he say, all praise is due to Allah. You know what's going to happen next? All hell breaks loose. That's the type of ignorance that our people have been facing for such a long time. You can believe anything that you want to, but believing in something don't make it true. But when you take time to get the knowledge, that means you're going to take time to know if it's true or not. Okay? And so I much rather receive knowledge and use knowledge to be able to come to the aid of the people who need it. I don't want to use it to beat people upside the head, but it's time for people to put their thinking caps on. This is 2021, and you got a lot of people who much rather have people to think for them instead of using what's inside of their head so they'll be able to learn how to think again on their own. And that's what makes Magic Man Haru different. It's because I don't mind bigging up anyone else, but I'm good enough on my own, and I can think on my own. I can think on my feet. And that's what makes me one of the most fierce warriors that this world has ever, ever seen. Anyway, I love you.
Yo, that's some live stuff, man. And the best thing about it, what you did with your boy, I forgot his name, with y'all dropping your show last night, was so knowledgeable, so educated. Tiger, which my boy was on right now to drop it, but I heard one of my boys is on, and another boy was on, but they trying to get on, and I know a lot of women about to get back on, so it's crazy. But, yo, man, there's no way to tell it like you do. Now, people, they got to understand, Brother Old Guy, say it again, because I never knew how to say it, but this is another fellow host, and he be killing the game on Thursday night. So whenever time I see them, Jerry, Angela, or Hootie, I'm like, oh, I'm coming on next. So you got to tell the people how to follow you and, you know, when your show comes on. But, Brother O, can you introduce Huni Bak Atum?
Well, first of all, this young man I love, he's my brother. The fourth time, double-digit consecutive street winner. There's no one else that's done that like Huni Bak Atum did last night. Was his 68 all-time connection record, and his 10th consecutive. But the most important thing, this man is a Hall of Famer. Proud to say it, just like, you know, I'm proud with Sister Bessie. One day we'll go in, as well as our wonderful Jersey Drew, who's a fraud. But however, let's go there. The 2020 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrinee, the Magic Man Haru, the Master Sound Therapist, from NAMM, but lives in Nashville. Who do you about to?
Tell me, Hooney, how they can follow you and your name of your show, man. Kill them.
Yes, sir. The name of my show is We Will Aware You. It was on last night, so you can tune in to my show 30 evenings from last night, which will be 9:30. And coming always, always, and this is a key point right here, that I do events, and it's no more time for lessons. Because look, again, look at that word, less on, means to take away from something. And I had to make sure I put it on record, because every so-called teacher who came before me, every educational system in the world speaks about lessons. So I made sure, I made it clear for my ninth and final time this time around that I'm here to give advancement, because you're going to keep repeating these lessons until you learn from them. Anyway, love you.
Yo, man, I thank you for your time. You know, talking about people that's listening, y'all need to understand what's going on. But we're going to keep it funky, because you can dial the number 516-453-9133. Press 1 to get on the show. This is Truth Tell by your true friend, Will of God. I went over here walking one of my boys in the building uptown, and he said somebody's birthday today. Hold on. Hey, talk to me. Who the heck?
It's straight up. It's Kill. It's straight up Kill. I'd like to give a shout-out, Elizabeth Robinson, 1937 girl, 85 this year. God bless you. Mama, I love you. Uptown, stay strong. Sucker free. Stay sucker free, people.
See, that's that we're going to be developing part of our lifestyle. Because if y'all don't get it, somebody else going to get it. And I hope to God they don't get it before you. Oops, I'm sorry. Anyway, Carla, welcome to Truth Tell. Who am I speaking to now?
Hey, Will of God, it's Genesis Amaris Kemp. How are you?
Oh, I'm trying to be different. You know, that, you know, sometimes you play certain songs, and you're not allowed to play the certain song. So Too Short would say, yeah, I'm different. I'm not, never mind. You go ahead, judge me. What would you do if you had a chance to receive knowledge? Would you use it or abuse it? And a bonus question is, what do you consider knowledge? And please tell us how they can follow you. I forgot everybody who came on. You should have gave out your daggone Cash App. And we still got the former Cruiserweight Champion of the world, Nate Miller, because he just said Donald Trump is coming back. Go ahead, babe.
Oh, Lord. I believe in using the knowledge that I receive and sharing it with other people, because if you heard the saying, they say knowledge is power, and with power comes wisdom, and with wisdom you're able to impart as well as impact lives of other people. So you are blessed to receive a certain amount of knowledge, and it is better to give than to receive. So whenever I think about knowledge and the knowledge that I acquire over time, I'm not losing anything by sharing my knowledge with someone else, because the knowledge that you're going to receive is limitless. As long as you freely give the knowledge and you're helping other people, and by helping other people, it creates a domino effect, and then you are being a world changer. And so back to your question, I would definitely use it, not abuse it, because there are some people who hold their knowledge and they want to capitalize on the knowledge, which is good to make money, but not all money is good money, in my opinion. And then the second part, what was the second part of your question, Will of God?
What do you consider knowledge?
To me, I think knowledge is spiritual inclination, what God deposits in you, and then he also sends different people in your pathway to give you knowledge. And to me, I get a lot of my knowledge and wisdom from older people who have already been through certain situations in life. So I gravitate to a lot of elderly people, or like I'd like to say, seasoned people, because they're able to teach me a few things since they've been around the block a few times, versus some of the young people my age.
That's some deep, good stuff. What in the world? How can they follow you?
So I'm on Instagram at Genesis Amaris Kemp. You can find me on Facebook as Genesis Amaris Kemp. could hit me up on Gmail. That's Genesis, like the Bible, Amaris, A-M-A-R-I-S, last name Kemp, K-E-M-P, at gmail.com. And I do have an intern show coming up on June 14th. And if you like what you heard, get at me.
June 14th. That's a big day. Boy, it's before June 19th. Ew, knowledgeable. Thank you for your time, girl. Ooh. You know what I mean? Sometimes we got to go back in the day and play that song. Never mind. Ooh, that's the only word I know. Wait a minute. We got another caller. Hey, Nate, do you hear all this? Hey, caller, welcome to Truth Theory. Who am I speaking to now? God, oh my.
This is Wadette Mentuhotep, L, ambassador of the Association of African Descendants Worldwide, coming out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Yes,
and I.
What's up, Captain?
Yes,
wait a minute. You all, yeah. We gonna go heavy now. You going about Pittsburgh? Y'all got a whole bunch of smoke going on. Y'all existing a whole bunch of small pollution. You got a whole good brain going on right now. You going educate me. See, that means I could be thinking backwards. If I got educated, what would that look like? God knows I want to find out. So kill me, man. Destroy my brain with some education. Say, what would you do if you had a chance to receive knowledge? Would you use it or abuse it? And bonus question, what do you consider knowledge? Talk to me, Pittsburgh.
All right. Now, with knowledge, I would use it. I would use it to help, aid, and assist, you know, people. Now, and with the importance of knowledge, you know, it's definitely come with life experience and, you know, definitely taking consideration into your environment. And speaking of that, building on what Sister Betsy mentioned about the vaccines, we got from CHOP.edu for Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, you have the antibody dependent enhancement and vaccines, where this is talking about where when the vaccine is inside of the person, that it attaches itself to the antibodies, and your immune system helps your body to identify things that are unhealthy to you, and so it can be able to keep you healthy. But in this case, it's saying that the vaccines would take over the antibodies and make the person dependent on antibodies, meaning that it took it over as a host. And so the question is when that would happen to a person, when all the antibodies are taken over inside of one person, would that make the person crave more antibodies because they all have been taken over? You know, that's a question. And where do antibodies come from? Where did they originate? In the blood. Just something to think about, you know, when thinking about these nanoparticles inside these vaccines and those who have created them. Very important. Very important. And also congratulations to Elder Huni Bakatun as well on his success. And also Sister Jerry, and also the current intern that had came on the line as well. And, that's, as far as knowledge, it's important to use it. Use it to help aid and assist. It's very important.
Yo, I thank you for what you're doing, man. You just, ew, man. You know what? How can they follow you?
Oh, they can find me on Facebook at Wadette Mentuhotep L. By typing in WAD, like water money, and jet, like jet plane, and you'll see Mentuhotep automatically come up there. And also, as far as my show, that'll be coming on late towards the end of this month on Wednesday, and it's titled Agriculture and Manufacturing University, Culture and Industry, helping to make culture practical to industry and industry practical to culture of what we take important for our common needs to live our lives for endurance.
Yeah, look, right, I want to do something real different on this radio show right this second. I want Brother O, because he's about to come in with another track. DJ Orlasky, we just had one intern. We have another one that's about to pop, but he just said something that's, you know what I mean. I want you to explain to the people who they are and what's really going on, and then drop that track, because I have another Ghostbusters that I just got on three-way in the background muted. And then just, what you doing? I'm going to mute my phone and shut the hell up.
Well, first of all, I want to thank, you know, Genesis and Morris Kemp. You know, our outstanding intern and, of course, Wajet Mentuhotep-El, who's a host on this outstanding on the syndicated station. His show is called A&M University, dealing with mechanics, sciences, and agriculture. Outstanding. And, of course, sometimes when it comes down to networks, this is dedicated to all the people who listen. Because you know you choose us. Let's get it. God, you there? I hope Will of God didn't fall out and scare y'all on these organizations. Dang. Okay, right on.
No, I'm sorry. I just got ignorant. I didn't know. Somebody called me on the other line. There's so many things going on today. My boy's mom's birthday today. There's another person having a birthday today. Some people having an anniversary today. Everybody say what's up, Chocolate? God darn it. What the freak? But listen, man, we got another call in the building because I got my boy on the, three-way animal. And he gonna spit some magic, like there's a magic button. But until then, welcome to Two Thrill. Who am I speaking to now?
Hey, Will of God, since you speak of magic, the magic man had to call back just to congratulate ONE Syndication Station charter member, Will of God, on your ONE Syndication Station all-time connection record. This is your 39th all-time and fourth in ONE Hall of Records. I'm proud of you. Keep doing what you're doing, sir.
Wait a minute. Wait. So you mean I broke the record up? Wait a minute. Let me look at this damn text I had back in the day. I had to look at myself. Man, I think I put it in my text. You doing everybody else?
6,233,472. But that's old school. You broke the all-time collection record. So it's nothing to talk about. You know what I mean? You done that, and I'm going to tell you that after the show.
I just wanted to make sure that people understand. There's millions upon millions. It's like if the rock can smell what the chill is cooking. No. Wait a minute. What's my name?
Well, all I know, man. You ready for this? They chose you. And you know what I mean? We'll go to the next caller. They chose you. And then we'll bring on that wonderful brother that you're about to bring on. Caller, you're on the line right now. Will of God, Too Thorough.
Hey, what's up, Carla? I just broke a record. How you doing? You know what? If I had something to drink, what would I say right now? I don't drink. So who am I speaking to, man? Who am I speaking to? Hey, Carla. Carla.
Yo.
Carla, you
know,
okay,
hey.
There we go.
Carla?
Yo.
Can you hear me, Carla? Who that?
I can hear you.
Wait a minute, who is that say I can hear me?
He's saying.
Oh, you ain't the caller. You the best kept secret. You in the cut. The caller that was unmuted, that means you've been unmuted. My God, what are you doing? You unmuted. You missing out on opportunities to talk. All right, you know what? I'm going to say this before Big Bang comes in. My boy 20 said something. He said, does black lives matter to black people? Matter of fact, he said, does black lives matter to black brothers or the babies? Because when you do the Black Lives Matter thing, we got all these brothers going around shooting and killing each other. What in the world is going on? Is this something going on? Then some other brother was like, yo, man, this is worse than what you're talking about. I said, why you say that? He said, not only is it happening in Philadelphia, but look at all the cities. Just go all over the world and look. There's a whole world of different cities going through translations of, let me kill a brother. All the brothers is killing other brothers. It's like a shooting extravaganza. It's like the Wild Wild West. Everybody want to be stupid. Kids like, yo, I took a bullet. I'll take a shot. I'll shoot you. You know what I'm talking about? And people are like, oh, my God. I got to have a kid. They want to go to college, and they're going to get shot. See, I'm talking about a show tonight, people. Dial that number, 516-453-9133. Press 1 to get on the show. The topic is, what would you do if you had a chance to receive knowledge? Would you use it or abuse it? And the bonus question is, what do you consider knowledge? So since the caller didn't want to speak, I'm going to allow Big Bad, the black man, better known as KG, we also call him, what's your other name, man? Oh, yeah, Sean. I'm sorry. I put all your bitters out there. Talk to him, man. You got like so many freaking minutes. I'm going to fall back.
All right. Hey, yo, what's up, y'all? How's it going, man?
No, you got to talk louder. Get closer to your phone because you sound like a muffled biscuit.
I took myself off of intercom. Hold on.
Yeah, yeah.
Hello, how's that?
All right, now destroy the game. Like, you know, go from Cinderella mode.
I guess I just picked up where you left off at with the people acting all crazy out here. Just, I'm going to lay something on y'all, and I need y'all to do y'all homework. I can't let y'all just listen to what I'm saying and don't do this particular homework on this. This is big, and I don't like talking with no validity. Normally, I don't even say nothing. I rarely get on and talk because people don't do their own homework. People are very subjective about what people say, and they don't do their homework. This, I'm going to make y'all do your homework because we all fall into this. Most of us don't know where we live at. I came into some information. When I was given this information, I was told when I was told by me receiving it, I'm going to share it. So I'm going to try to share this. Most of us don't know where we live at. And I didn't either. I didn't know the structure of the planet. I didn't know the structure of our neighborhoods. I didn't even know the meaning of the cars, the purpose, other than getting around. Didn't really know the meaning of arenas, you know, stadiums. We got 5G network. We got Waze. We got a lot going on in the air where our eyes can't see. So if our eyes don't see something, most things don't mean anything. We come to a process as it not being true. We process things as we see it as being real and truthful. So I'm going to lay something real heavy on y'all, and it's hard to get to it because this is big. But it is what it is. There's movies that have been made. There was a movie called The Matrix. And they made several of them. In The Matrix, basically, they was trying to say that we was living in some kind of Matrix realm. But on the flip side of the Matrix realm, they was trying to present that all humans are energy. All humans were built on batteries, so to speak. And we carry energies. Most people don't know how this energy works. I want to let y'all know the high up of the world knows how the energy works. They know how our bodies work, and they place our bodies with energy inside what we call buildings, homes, neighborhoods. They place our bodies in these, what you would call, we live in homes, I just know too much, but we live in homes, right? We have residential neighborhoods. We have regular houses, right? Our houses are capacitors. I need y'all to listen to me. Our houses, our schools, any place that we visit, go into, places of business, are housing units for capacitors on a giant scale, like a motherboard in a computer. All of us on this planet live on a giant computer motherboard. Every city all over the planet is a motherboard. This is why they got a metropolis city in every state. Now, I'm going to try to take y'all a little deeper because I'm just scratching the surface with y'all. All the buildings in every city are clumped in together. If you look at a skyline, you're coming across, say you're about to head on in New York or Washington, about 3 miles out, you can see the skyline off to the side or off to the front. You see the whole city. But what you do see is a bunch of buildings, tall, short, medium, fat, and little, all clumped in together, tight. And what we also notice is that the taller buildings, the real tall, skinny ones, are plumped into the middle, just like a motherboard, right, just like the capacitors. Now, the fat capacitors on a motherboard, on a computer, the base of the board is green, just like the land we live on is green. I need y'all to pay attention with an open mind, okay? Any motherboard that uses, any motherboard has capabilities of making something electronical out of it, because this is the breeding of making a motherboard. You don't make a motherboard just to make it. If you're making a computer, the ground basis of making one is first you have to have the motherboard and the capacitors and the resistors and everything soldered in to the motherboard. Now, if you could picture a motherboard, anybody that know anything about motherboards, if you picture it by looking at it at the top, you'll see different components soldered in to the green board from the top. Now, you ain't got the phones, you ain't got a picture of a city skyline, but now you find some pictures, do the homework, go over top, all these drones, wow, it's easy to do this now. You go over top of any city and you look down on it and you look at a motherboard and you'll come to understand what I'm telling you is the flat-out truth. The beginning of this stuff, I've been looking at this information now for about 4 years, right? And in the beginning, I found very, very little information about this. And it's still very little information because they want us to be in a world where we're blinded. And they put a 40-hour workplace in place. They made sports. They got a lot of stuff going on this planet to blind us so we won't know the truth about where we are and how we're living in the capacity that we're living in. Now, when we take a car, let me back up. Each person holds 7,000 voltage charge in them on the regular. And that's if you just calm and you relax. Now, they made a society where you said, well, put on shoes. Now, every society don't wear shoes. Some people like sandals. Some people in certain society don't even wear shoes, right? People that don't wear shoes are more in tune to the earth. The body's more healed. It got more nurturing from the sun and the ground. That's where it's meant to be for a human. You're not really meant to be wearing shoes. Now, they just pick it up a little bit. We know about rubber. Rubber is a conductor. This is why I need everybody to pay attention. Rubber is a conductor. This is why we got sneaks on, and all our sneaks is consisted of rubber. You say, well, the rubber is for the lightning, just like the tires on your car. It's for lightning because you won't get struck. But that's one way of putting it. That's great. But now let's look at it the way rubber is really intended, to repel, to harness, to hold energy, right? This is why we don't get hit with lightning when we walk down the street as much. So we got rubber all around us, and this is conductive. But rubber also holds the charge in. So now we walking around with shoes. We highly charged, right? We get excited. We get rambunctious. We sweat. We hollering. We screaming. We having fun. We giggling and we laughing. Our body charge goes up. But as our charge of our body, which is naturally 7,000 voltages, it goes up, but it doesn't release anywhere because we're holding this charge in just with the basis of our shoes being on. Now, when you kick off the shoes, it's a thing called de-electricizing yourself. You're coming out of being like a magnetism, like demagnetizing yourself when you don't have the shoes on. Now your body is not holding and harvesting all this charge. The whole planet is about energy. Now, let me go back. I don't want to talk too long about this, but I need y'all to do the homework. When I first got an insight of this motherboard, of these motherboard cities that they probably highly popularized because they want everybody to live in these cities, because the streets that we live on harvest energy. The cars that we drive harvest energy. Now, the cars that we have has a lot of electronic votes, has a lot of electronic chips. You say, oh, wow, yeah, all of a sudden. Now, the cars back in the day didn't have all of this. So they're chipping us up more, they're more electrocising us people, and we're not knowing it, right? If you're driving in the car, or you got your car parked, your car got tires in it, a body on the low is 7,000. Your car's voltage wow. Depending on the size of the truck, the vehicle, SUV or whatever, it holds a lot. You put yourself in there with a team of people. You got three other people, four other people. You talking, you could be riding around with almost 100,000 voltages around you. And then we riding up and down the grid. I call it a motherboard grid. And we racing this grid and we revving up the charge. This is why our people, right, because we hold more electrical charge in us. The high up scientists of the other establishment, they know this. And when I say other establishment, y'all should know who I'm talking about. They know who we are. We don't know who we are. We got row homes in every city in America. Now, when I say they, I'm going to say y'all should know who we are. They know black people are breeders. We breed 4 babies per household a year. Most of us breed more than that. Now, when you're talking about the Latino population, they breed even more than that per household. This is not fable. This is facts. And since it is facts, you say, well, when they created the neighborhoods, why did they stack us all in these row homes, right, side by side? Might be 100 houses on one side and 100 houses on the other side. Your block is so little, it's one way. If you're 7 feet, you might be able to extend your arm from one side of the curb to the other, right? So you say, well, what is all this for? People say, well, they stacked us all in here like sardines in the ghetto. No, they didn't. They stacked us in here to create charge. We've given us so much energy. And you say, well, no, man, this can't be. Well, if you look at the black community in the inner city, the row homes is tight. They stretch all the way down the block, right? And if you go to the Latino community, they blocks and homes are even tighter. And like I said, they know who we are. They know we breed. So since they know we breed so many babies, you would think they would accommodate us, you know, minorities with bigger land mass and a little bit bigger space. They haven't did that. They didn't do that. They crammed us in into a tighter area, even on a tighter block, and crammed in more people. So now I'm opening y'all up. Now y'all can see where this is going, where the 5G networks had to be employed one day to harvest all this energy that's coming out of our neighborhoods. Now, with all this energy that they created, this is before 5G network, right? You say, why are the kids running around shooting and being rambunctious? Because of the energy that is forced upon us in our own neighborhoods, and we don't even know nothing about it. We look at our places that we pay mortgage for as houses. There are big capacitors. Okay? They're capacitors, they're resistors on small and bigger scales. I'm just touching the surface with this. I come to understand this. I keep going off the subject, but when I first started this out 4 years ago, I was into looking at the Mayan temples in Brazil. Right? And you see these temples in Kemet and Cairo and Giza and all this, and we see these pyramids, and we like, wow, you know, what is this? We understand they line up with the stars, the Orions and all that. We understand that. We understand that somebody might have been on a higher level, could have put that there on some mathematical quotations to see. We understand maybe that could be, right? Now, I'm down in Brazil. I ain't visited. I'm just doing some studying, right? And they got in the Mayan jungle, they have some temples down there. And these temples are huge. One of them is I think it's called the Dead Walk or Walk of the Dead. And it's like a mile or 2 mile stretch between one one giant temple at one side, and then there's another temple on the other side, which is not that big, and then you have about four, five, six temples on each side going up and down the Walk of the Dead leading to this giant pyramid at the end, this giant mega temple. Well, this giant mega temple was the beginning of a motherboard. This is when I was able to obtain this information. When I was looking at this stuff 4 years ago, I was scratching the surface. One day I was looking at a presentation. I was like, wow, wait a minute. But I got sidetracked. I had to do something. I cut it off, and I said, I got to get back to that. As soon as I had some free time, I go back to it. It's deleted. Right? I waited about 3 years to catch up to some of this information. Meanwhile, I knew what I seen. I seen enough to search for more evidence to what I'm talking about. Now, speed it up after 4 years later, there's more information about this. Anybody can start to do their homework. Now, if anybody noticed, there's glass buildings being put up all over the world, and they're going up fast, and each one of these buildings is taller and taller. Glass has certain properties in it. And I don't want to get too spooky with y'all, but I got to give it to y'all like I know it is. This is truth. It's just the high, just the world we live in, that the world that we was born into was created for us not to know no better. And they said, well, slaves built the pyramid. We still are these slaves living on the motherboard, giving charge and energy to something we don't even know nothing about. And it's no simple to say, well, I got to get a job, right? And this is why every time, you know, they have an election, they say, well, jobs, we got to create more jobs. The people need to work. You know, it's fake propaganda. Because if you know, if it's a lot of unemployment in the world, yeah, they got to create jobs. Yeah, you got to make a living. Yeah, you need a job to make money and all of this and that. But 9 times out of 10, y'all, and this is where we got to pay attention and wake up. You go to work for somebody, all you doing is making that somebody company more powerful. So this is why they keep talking about we got to create more jobs. We're going to give back more jobs. Because the hierarchies that created the world that we live in, that we were born into, uses our energy to fulfill their companies, while the rest of us really ain't got much after we work.
Yeah.
I want to finish. The person working for Walmart is the worker. Without the worker on the ground floor doing the necessary grunt work, there are no companies. There are no businesses. So when you're not getting paid that much, and you see the CEO, the executive, or the manager, or the vice president, and they're getting all this money, and they're not really doing the work, you forget what you signed up for. You forget that you signed up to get a job to make a living, not knowing it was a hoax. The joke was on you. They signed you up to work for somebody else to boom their business, and you come home with pennies on your pocket. You ain't got no business plans, no propositions going, and you steady wasting all your time and energy in somebody else's company and ain't getting nothing out of it.
Yo, man, how they gonna follow you, man? Because we got another caller. He got to play another track before the caller come in. And this is too terrible about your true friend, Willard Guy. You know the topic, people, because I just said it. And I'm going to say it again. What would you do if you had a chance to receive knowledge? Would you use it or abuse it? And the bonus question was, what do you consider knowledge? So I hope y'all was able to play that track back in the day when we used to play, when we used to listen to hip-hop music. And it said, now it's me, homie. And it said, that, 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 that. And all y'all people know about that. That's really old school. But other than that, yo, how can I follow you, man? Because we got to get this track by DJ All Ass.
You can't follow me, man. I ain't no way to be followed, man. I'm too busy studying. You call me, let me know. I speak, you say, sure, you got anything you want to mention. I say, yeah, but I just scratched the surface with that. I don't have the time. Y'all got to show y'all other callers, but I told y'all that as a snippet because y'all got to do y'all homework. The world we living in is a motherboard, and every building on it is a capacitor, and we living in the capacitor charging up the motherboard. When you park your car in an arena parking lot, those white painted lines, she'll use the paint, but you don't even dig it. But I'm going to turn you on. Those white painted lines is basically an electric force field to hold the charge inside your car along with the rubber.
Oh, man, stop talking.
You can see the grid. Everything is built on a grid. This is why if you ever watch a movie or you hear government might say, well, he's off the grid. We got to get him before he get off the grid. Because they know once you get off the grid, you're almost untouchable.
Bull.
They can't
Stop
attack
talking.
You in the way that they want to attack you.
Stop talking
all,
for the government shut down this show,
all,
man.
We all living on the grid. The grid is called the motherboard because we all give it charge.
Once we
all come to this realization, that's why I was told to share the information, we can begin to break down, okay? We're living on an electronic motherboard. Now, who created this? I have no idea.
All right, but wait. We got to let the other people speak. But you got to mute your phone. Actually mute it. Don't even push the button and say unmute when a caller talks. Give him respect like everybody gave you respect. And Nate Miller's still in the building because I got to give him respect because he got to say so. Oh, he left. Anyway, but back to what I'm saying.
Call him back.
Dial that number for everybody, 516-453-9133. The show ain't over yet. We still got more callers. Oh, my God, DJ Olasky, can you hit him with a brick?
Now, do y'all understand this show is deadly? I don't know if y'all got experiences or experiences. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say it. I'm actually looking at the game. $68 to $67. Oh, nope. Los Angeles. Anyway, this is crazy. Welcome to Truth Tell with your true friend, Will of God. The Sixers are winners. We got to play Atlanta Sunday. And I was talking on Angel Gattati's show today. But right now, this is you. I want your dial number 516-453-9133. Press 1 to get on the air, and let's get it going on. We have another caller, and oh, my God, the information is deadly tonight. Because my question was, what would you do if you had a chance to receive knowledge? Would you use it or abuse it? Bonus question, what do you consider knowledge? Welcome to Twitter. Who am I speaking to now? Dang.
Wow. This is Angela, and I am calling from Union City, Georgia, tonight. I'm enjoying this. I really am. Wow. You're wrong for this, but you're right. You're right. You're right. You're so right. I can't even go there. Oh, my God. I'm loving this. I'm loving this. Like, even those religious people, because I'm going to answer that question. You say, what's knowledge? What's knowledge? Is that the question?
The question is, I'm going to say it again because I see we got another caller, too, and you better tell everybody how they can follow you because, my God, I missed your show last night because the fact that I have Metro. And, you know, I have to pay that call sharing thing, like $10 for 1,000 minutes. So when I use up all my minutes doing my damn shows on my network on Sound City Radio, I blew the damn game. So I'm like, ew, I can't just call in. They said, no, you have to call us, and then we have to put you down, and then we're going to put it on, and then you can call. I said, ew, you ain't going to just allow me to push the button? All right, you right. You want to get my damn voice expressions. You know what I'm saying? You got me saying,
okay, so that word, kill him. Knowledge.
What would you do?
Like that last call.
If you had a chance,
I'm
going to give it to you hard. What would you do if you had a chance to receive knowledge? Would you use it or abuse it? Bonus question, what do you consider knowledge?
So I would use it. I definitely wouldn't abuse it. Nothing that I receive, I abuse. Knowledge, just like the brother said before, he said he study, and that's what we got to do, because you got to know for yourself, because that's what that word say, knowledge, because you already been put out on the ledge. All this that he said, wow, it opened up a lot of people's eyes tonight. I'm about to get off.
No, you're not going to get off without telling everybody how they can follow you. And Brother Ro, help her out. Tell everybody who
Well, first of all, let's go there. Be quiet, Angela. I want to let people know who this young lady is. And, you know, she's an heiress just like this man, you know, hosting this show. There's so much fire, so much RAM. But first of all, what she does for us on a constant basis is legendary. This young lady is the only commissioner of Bi Networks and video, Damon Network, Beverly Nation, and Damon Speaks. The Honorable Angela Thomas Smith. Go ahead and talk, Angie. It's your time.
Wow. Thank you, Brother O. You always. You are amazing, and I thank you for all that you do. Too thorough. I've enjoyed this show tonight. I thank you for this. You out of the box, and I appreciate all that you bring to this network because, no, everybody not going to receive it, but I tell you, you're opening up a lot of people's eyes. So I thank you for what you do. Thank you, Brother O, for allowing all of us this amazing opportunity. And I want, before I leave, I want everybody to know that Brother O has been nominated to be enshrined into the International Internet Hall of Fame as producer. he is amazing. He does amazing things for this network and for all of the hosts. So I thank you, Brother O, for all that you do. We love you and we appreciate you. And congratulations.
I love
how
you
they can follow you.
I love
how
you
they
too.
Can follow you, name of your show. Name of your show, how they can follow you.
Okay, so my show, I'm on every 4 weeks on Wednesday. I was on this past Wednesday, so I'll be on in 4 weeks. But you can follow me on Facebook. I am the founder of AALAC, the African American Author Literacy Awareness Campaign, and the CEO of Aspiring Authors Magazine. So please, if you're on Facebook or Instagram, you can follow me. Love you.
Yeah, girl, we love you back. I'm glad you still black. No, never mind. I'm so crazy. But we still got another call in the building. And, oh, my gosh, this night is so extravagant. I'm going to play this on the bus. And when I'm riding my bike. Yeah, I ride a bike. Don't get it twisted. Never mind, I'm sorry. Welcome to Two Tarot. Who am I speaking to now?
It's Miss Automatic Charismatic.
Oh, shoot. This is the designer engineer guy type of guy. And he got his own thing called, what's it called, Viper Network? What's the name of your network you got, man?
Viper Network.
Yeah, I just got a text. One of my boys is in the line in the queue. He going to kill the game, too. Because I got Big Bad, the Black Man, dropping the daggone stuff because his name is KG. We call him Sean. And then you had Nate Miller, former Cruiserweight Champion of the World, dropping the music, dropping the dime, dropping the ball, dropping everything right here, right now. And now what you going to say is going to be extravagant, too. Talk to me, man. Tell them how to follow you.
How to follow? Well, I am the I'm an inventor of a mine expansion for Formula 91382, which helps people study, process information to the point where you don't have to study so hard. I create websites, done websites for Beverly Nation. When I get time, I create website, do website designing. I put people's shows, share people's shows on my network, on my websites. And, one of my favorites is, Olasky. My brother, DJ Olasky, the honeybee, you know what I mean? And I always, my brother, he calls me in, go ahead and support, Olasky is like my brother, so I'm always supporting.
Love you, love you, Larry. Love you. Love you, man. Listen, Will of God, this man has helped. Hold on, Will. This guy helped this network grow. And, he is my brother, and he calls into the Huddle Sports Nation and make that so fiery. And, of course, Will of God's been on it many times. He's on to an Eagle fan and a Cowboy fan, okay? You know how that goes, right? But, Larry, thank you so much. Mr. Automatic Charismatic, for what you do on a constant basis for us. You are part of our history. And, showing me the way. And, us getting the chance to collaborate to how to build, the internet, quadrangle, right? And the reason why we're successful today is because of our conversation. People can't understand it. All the other networks ever that ever, been produced on, alternative radio don't understand how ONE works. And will of God, this man's a genius, and I thank him so much because without him, we would not be where we are today in the millions of listeners. Thank you so much, and I'm gone.
Thank you. Man,
Go ahead. No. Will of God, you had classy shows. I support you. I love everything that you do. You're out in the public. Listening to what the people had to say, I love that, Olasky, Sister Olasky does the honeybee files, he made me appreciate legends even more. So, I mean, one thing I like about over here is that you get a different flavor. You know what I mean? Like, it's so beautiful. Like, you, each show has a different type of character. That's what I like about Beverly Nation, you know.
Yo, man, I thank you for calling in, man, because, you know, I try to be a hide-and-go-seek type brother. You know what I mean? I don't want anybody to know too much. I want to find out if the person is thorough or if they freaking a newfound enemy. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to look for them because they be right in front of your face. You like, if I put you part of my situation, would you mess up my name?
You know,
and they look at you like, nope. So, you know, you got to watch your back. But we got another caller, but I want to know, what do you consider knowledge before you leave real quick?
Well,
because,
okay,
man, boy.
I love to answer that. I think that it's like, you know, mind expanding, going outside your perimeters. When you're learning something, you're expanding and processing information like a database. And everything that you learn, you go to a higher level of a learning experience. So knowledge is something that you take in. It's a blend. It's a constant growth.
Amen.
So that's what knowledge is to me.
You want to, we're going to bring this next caller, but anyway, you want them to follow you again? Anything? Hurry up. Go.
Check out.
Go, Power Rangers.
I'm bringing a Bible of study called the Formula 91382. www.viperempire.wordpress.com. You know? Yeah.
Yo, man, I thank you, man. I think everybody call it a night because this is like graffiti. You ever put graffiti on the wall back in the day? Well, I guess this next caller might. Yo, thank you, Viper Network. Cowboys still suck, but, you know, it's cool. I'm an Eagle fan. Ow! Yo, welcome to there. Who in the world am I speaking to now?
Hello? Yes. And how are you, will of God?
Oh, shoot. Is this Antonio Best? Wait a minute. Before you speak, because I know we still got another call after you, because they getting disturbed. They keep texting me like, damn, man, I've been waiting forever. No, you ain't got to be quick. We're going to let Brother O explain who is speaking. Because he do it better than anybody. DJ Olasky.
Well, first of all, before she speaks, you know, this young lady. Yeah, you know, I know how you are, Tony. I'm gonna say what I gotta say. This is the 2020 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee. This young lady has been with our network for 8 years. 8 years, and you know, a person that gives knowledge and current events. Our first true anchor of this network, through all of the folks that came here. She's seen them come and seen them go. And she still is a mark of what we always say, will of God, the commitment to excellence. The outstanding Antonia Batts. Enough said.
Well, thank you very much, from one outstanding person to another. And that was a very wonderful introduction, and I appreciate it. Congratulations on your nomination for the Internet Hall of Fame. I gather it's for this year.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome.
We will see Tony on Monday. Right now, like I told Will of God earlier, you know, it's you know, a wonderful ride, and I'm hoping, you know, I'm just loving the time. In 2019, Will and Tony and the rest of the world, you know, I was tense. But 2021, you know, last year I didn't even get nominated during that pandemic year. But this year, I'm just enjoying the ride. And I want to thank all the folks who sent emails. You know, for my confirmation. I appreciate that. Thank you, guys. All you guys out here that listen to Ornie Dynasty on a constant basis, to this show, True Thorough, and to this wonderful nominee,
yeah.
Thank you so much. I love you guys.
Wonderful. Well, that means I have to go to church on Sunday to, you know, shove a little prayer in there for you. So God's willing, it'll go in that direction. So thank you very much again. See you have. All right.
Yeah, I want to hear, what do you consider
question.
Knowledge? What do you what in the world? Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. The question is, what would you do if you had a chance to receive knowledge? Did you use it or abuse it? Bonus question, what do you consider knowledge? What do you consider knowledge?
Consider knowledge. I don't have an absolute answer for that. But to me, that's good old common sense anyway. If you, you know, include some constructive knowledge, it can work. I really also like the reply of the responder about, you know, what's going on in the government and things of that nature. You know, it's not that it's all bad like we may think or presume, but I tell you what, it's enough of it to turn around and keep you on your toes, because from the way things are looking in the future, it doesn't seem like things are going to, not to be a pessimist, but it doesn't seem as though things are going to be as highly advantageous to humankind for more than one reason, mostly because all these things that are presumed to be robotic and, you know, the theories about the chips being placed, it's not even really a theory in some places, placed into your skin, which has been already executed by some people over in Europe, which jeopardizes their jobs and things of that nature. You know, you have to keep in mind these are realities. And not only that, but about the issue regarding the jobs and what have you, if you don't see yourself progressing while you're working for a company, corporation, or whatever, just like they will progress in a reasonable amount of time, maybe you just need to do a jump off and go to another place where you feel as though that would be advantageous for you and your family or whoever you support. Because you keep in mind, if they're going to earn money comparatively much more than you will in these jobs, then they turn around and they need to turn around and introduce to you a good reason to be associated with their job just as well. Because some people go to their deathbed with nothing to show for it, and that's not a good feeling. Thank you very much, Will.
Wow. Yo, wait, how they can follow you before we bring on the next caller and your show.
Oh, my show?
Yes!
Well, Informational Guru by Antonia Batt, presumably ever either third or fourth Monday of the month, which will be at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Okay, thank you.
I thank you. People, I don't know what y'all understand or what y'all don't understand, but I want y'all to play this show day after day after day to people on your bus, in your car, wherever the hell they at, and then play everybody else's show that belongs to Damon Network or Beverly Nation Network or Purpose Kingdom Network or On Point Network. Yo, you on point? Yeah, you already know, nigga, I'm on point. Anyway, or any other network that's dropping knowledgeable, consequential shows. Did I say consequential? Never mind. Let me shut the hell up before I start speaking like I got knowledge. Some people don't think I got sense. Anyway, welcome to True Thorough. Who am I speaking to? Not
Bubba Kett.
Oh God.
See,
our brother. Thank you so much for calling in, man. Thank you so much for calling into our network,
doubt,
brother.
All right, now this is what we're going to do, right? I gave my boy Big Band the Black Man time to speak freely. I'm going to give you the same opportunity to speak freely. Now, Brother O gonna text me and say, yo, man, we going to shut it down, play another damn track. But before that, and you better tell everybody how they can follow you. But the topic is, people that's listening, welcome to 2Del. We about to go in. Dial that number, 516-453-9133. Press 1 to get on the daggone show. This is Brother Rockette, one of my boys. I'll be putting down with my little network I got called Sound City Radio at www.talkshoe.com. You pull up Sound_City_Radio. You see Brother Rockette. You see Big Man, the Black Man. You see a whole bunch of other people, too. And if you go on On Point_Radio at www.talkshoe.com. You see me too. But right here, right now, I'm going to shut the hell up, mute my phone, and ask you this certain question. What would you do if you had a chance to receive knowledge? Would you use it or abuse it? Bonus question, what do you consider knowledge? Now, my phone just been muted.
Right, well, answer the question, would I accept not in peace? Again, thanks to everybody. It's at this point, there's so much information that's been talked about and everything that, you know, it's like, where do I begin? But I guess I begin, you know, where the question starts. No, as far as knowledge, anything that you experience, and if you will, and have a consciousness, awareness about just the simple things around you, the everyday things, I mean, putting one foot step in front of the next one, you know, you have to be aware and knowledgeable or even how to do that in order to even put yourself in motion. So knowledge, I say that, no, I mean, it can't be ignored. The ones that do ignore it, let's not forget, well, should I say, they're not necessarily just unknowledgeable. They may choose just not to want to learn. When you become knowledgeable of something in particular, you now have a responsibility. Cats out here rolling around now with no knowledge, they hear these things that we're saying. We're in their family. We're in their squads. We're in their cliques. We're in their groups. We be in their ciphers and session, and they hear this information. So not to know it or not to want to know it, and some do know this inadvertently, and on purposely choose not to know because they don't want to have to feel the sense of responsibility. Because if you know better, then you'll show better. I've come from the perspective of knowledge itself. This is by me dealing with how I came up in school, Catholic schools, and, you know, just things like that, and then graduated from that and got to my own little questioning things. And a caller a little while ago mentioned, you know, question things, question everything. Don't just go by things for face value. You know, that can lead you astray. You know, don't necessarily just look at one source and say, okay, I'm going to look at this, and then you see that, and that's all it is. No, you got to do it maybe a couple of times. Then you take a survey of all the information that you have in front of you or came across. Then you can expel from that what the benefits are. Knowledge of within. Knowledge is also being accountable within your experience of existence. With all those things taking place, everyone questions things. So I'm pretty sure, just like me, we're all humans in this and that. So, you know, I would think that everyone has a question and has a question. Stop, please. And has a question. To just things about them. I don't care if you go get some ice cream. What flavor is that? You got a question, you know. So during my travels, this is what I happen to just be doing. You know, I'm just inquisitive. I like to know. I hear you telling me that, you know. So, you know, I go with that. I got a question.
Before we bring on this track, there was something you said to me. I'm going to let you go back there, but I want everybody to know the rude awakening that you said to me about that daggone vaccine, about that brother you met on the street, that when you said to me what you said, it was so unbelievable. I still can't believe it was said. Can you give them before you need to change the thought of what
I don't even know really what you. I don't even know really what you.
Remember, you said something about the brother that you met on the street that said about the vaccine and you don't need Jesus, whatever. That conversation. Remember that?
They don't need Jesus.
The conversation you said about the brother about giving you a handshake because he got the damn vaccine. Do you remember what you said to me?
Let me finish what I was talking about, and then we can do that later. Because what I have to say, that will tie into it.
All right, go ahead.
So a lot of things were said tonight, and I want to try to, you know, from what I've heard, relay back, and we can expand on it, as well as myself adding some worth to the conversation. Energy is what we're all made of. Energy is absolute. Energy is universally infinite, right? Everything vibrates. Everything has a frequency. Everything is by mathematical code. I learned these things by obtaining knowledge of self through myself actually questioning things as a soul, as an individual. Upon me learning this, I also recognize that the fact that, okay, once I go within myself, this is, what's your bonus question? The bonus question that you asked me, you know, what would you do with it? So I go into self with it.
No, the bonus question was, what do you consider knowledge?
Knowledge is awareness awareness, experience, you know, and information, you know, and how to calculate it and how to apply it to you or, you know, throw it to the side, you know, take the meat, cut the fat, so to speak.
So knowledge is not wisdom anymore?
Knowledge is wisdom. Knowledge to have knowledge is what gives you wisdom, right? You know, you can't just be wise without knowledge. You know, you got to have knowledge first. Knowledge comes. That's
all
universal.
Right. Go ahead, finish what you're going to say, man, because Brother O can't wait to play this damn track. You better get it in before I'm trying to tell you.
This the new music right here, because this comes from a universal sound. This is the sound from within myself that is unique in its own right. To know that within self, there's a, well, to start learning, once you start learning this type of assessment of yourself, you'll then recognize the fact that there's a higher you, that's a non-physical you that you connect to. That non-physical you, the higher expanded you, is on a level of divinity. This is still the same you. Now, I want to try to get to a lot of things that was talked about, so I don't want to be long and drawn out. Brother, want to play the track, this, that, no doubt. The void of space is where we're all at. As an individual, as anything particular, everywhere, we're in voids of space. I mentioned this on a show that me and DJ Chillhead did, Will of God did, that was talking about how they want to beat us to they want to beat us to our thought process when it comes to dealing with the void of space. They want to take space from you, and they want to create blocks of memory, just as if you buy a computer. It's brand new software, nothing's in it until you program the things into the computer. Now you're starting to store information and things like that. That information comes to a capacity. Once it gets to that capacity, you now have to have an upgrade. They keep placing us in these upgraded states, so things have to die off. This is what's going on around us. Also remember, there's a depopulation plan that's out there, agenda, that's also in play. See, there's a lot of variables and integers that's happening in this supposed reality. These memory blocks, once they become to a capacity, once the program is set, what happens next is commands come into play. That's what we're living right now. We're living, this is New World Order, what we already know previously, those that's been woke, what's been coming for years. Shit, I remember this, the talk of this in the 90s. You know, and I'm pretty sure it was before that. You know, this is the New World Order where they're telling you when to go where and what to do and how far apart to be. when someone else is actually telling you when to take your next movement? That's called control. That's power. You're being that's ultimate control right there. We're on another person's paradigm of command. We're in another person's mind frame, another person's thought pattern. We have to change our frequency up. We have to change our tone up, our vibration, and everything. Earth, which is not a planet, exists on a linear plane. The resonance vibration of Earth is 7 hertz. Nature. We, as humans, exist the same way. Due to the fact that we have all these devices around, the brother mentioned earlier about the mothership, the board, and everything that we own. The matrix, yes, the schematics, the antennas, these cell phone towers, which are really called Medusa towers. I hope you have your pencils and pens. Medusa tower. Look it up. These are the towers that they disguise as flowers and, they disguise as trees on the highway. These aren't cell phone towers. If you stand next to one of those towers with a cell phone, your battery don't be on 100%. They're not cell phone towers. The signals run underground. These towers are harnessing, these towers harness energy. That's at the end of all neighborhoods and on the highways. These things harness energy. And during a particular day, let's just say like a Friday or a Saturday, in one of these hoods that we from, I'm in Uptown Philly right now. Peace to New York, Long Island, my peeps out there, Bayshore, Long Island, Brentwood, Babylon, that's my peeps out there. You go to Fire Island as a kid, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, so all love is definitely out there, 516. These things harness energy from the hood, and then just like a radio station or a radio dial, on Friday night, they might decide, okay, let's turn the dial up a little bit. And that little burst of energy got the streets in haywire right now. Shit's going crazy, chaotic, this and all that type of shit. People just got paid Friday night, money in my pocket. All that shit is there. The electrical charge of energy, as what was heard earlier. So then Monday comes. Or the Eagles lose, or the Giants, or whoever, the Dolphins, whoever lose. Now you go to work with the when they turn that dial back down. Oh yeah, this and that, so this and that. There's mood swings. This is how they channel and harness the energy, and they alter polarity. Now again, what they're doing is racing, trying to beat us to the void of space. Of our void of space. We have to own our own space, meaning we have to have the knowledge of what our center point is, which is zero. Before you make a step, any direction, you're at 0 point, center. That's the nucleus we are. And we control everything from every which way we choose to land our eyes on, touch, feel, whatever the case might be. So they don't want us to know the power that we have vested within ourselves. So they want to beat us to the race of space real fast, and I'm going to let it go. The arms race years ago, Japan, China, everybody, they want to get out of space. Russia sent the monkey out of space and all this type of stuff. See, what's happening here is they want to set up a parameter for that space. Before your thought takes place, they want to beat you to that punch. So they'll go out in the void of space, create some type of activity, and then set a parameter up. Now, if anybody comes next, so let's say between Germany, China, and Russia, one of those three rockets get out to space, the furthest one sets the parameter for the remainder of the universe as far as whatever happens next. Because if China gets there or the next country, then they have to follow the rules of the precedent, what was already there. So it becomes a shit roll downhill effect. We are the avatars of all of these things taking place. From higher energies of knowledge that, once again, was said earlier, we're blinded by. It's truth in plain sight. It's eyes wide shut. They have symbols and all types of things to show you us who they are. They use these symbols. They create brands and logos and all these things because they deal with us. They deal with the symbol they create a ritual, or they perform a ritual, or they implement sorcery. See, there's mind control. You know, MK Ultra. We had a rap group back in the day, MC Ultra Magnetic. MC Ultra Magnetic. The Beatles, the biggest selling group, because that was mind control right there, MK Ultra. They created the Beatles just to have a response, and it becomes them being the biggest selling group of all time, based off of mind control experiment. These are blocks of information that they're setting precedent for us. Until we get to tap into our own, we will never have the power that the owners of the corporations have, because, again, I heard occupation was mentioned. Occupation, yes, just your time being occupied to someone else, because you have to have a job. You have to create a life for yourself. Yes, we still are the slaves, but we're an economic slave. We're no longer housed because that costs too much. That's not cost efficient for the slave master to house us. So they put us out there and make us and force us to have to house ourselves, feed ourselves, clothe and bathe and all this type of stuff ourselves, and they place the dollar on it. So, yes, the slave thing still goes on, but it's not even necessarily slavery. It's prisoners of war. Prisoners of war that's on a mainframe designed for elimination. The only way to go through this darkness is to maintain and carry your own torch, that light of awareness that they show you at the Olympics, going all around the world, showing you their power and presence. Same torch as the Statue of Liberty. Light of illumination. These are the people that's in power, and they have the knowledge of who we are. And they show us, again, through symbols and just different things out there. But we don't know it ourselves. The joke's on us. I think a brother said that earlier. The joke's on us. We're looking at games. Talking about the Sixers and shit won. Excuse me for my language, whatever. The Sixers won and this and that. Bread and circus. These are bread and circuses. These are ultimate strategy. These are bread and circus is a strategy of distraction created in Rome. The Circus Maximus and the Roman Colosseum were the first places to house the people that wanted to rebel against the system. Too much backlash against the system, so they had to create a grand distraction. They call it bread and circuses. Bread and circuses is just that. It's a spectacle. It's like Cirque du Soleil. It's a circus, it's a spectacle. So what they do, the people that's being housed in all this, the people that's being backlashing against the system and want to go against the things that the government knows that's in charge, the government, the anarchy, and then you have the oligarchy, the even higher-ups over the highest ones. Oh, we can't have that, so we got to distract these people off of these things that we want to implement. So they create the bread and circuses. Now, again, I'm very conscious of the fact that I want to wrap this up. So the bread and circus, create a spectacle, had the people go for it. Put these people in these arenas, feed them bread. This is the original one. This is the original bread circus where it started at. So give them breadcrumbs and this and that. Keep the people fed. They will never rebel.
But look, this is what we're going to do, man. We got to shut down and get stupid because he got another track he want to drop, and another caller might come in and say, pop, 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 pop. No, stop, stop. Because we got pop rocks for all these people that can't stop getting information. Man, I thank you. Can they follow you?
All leaders. We're all leaders, so there's no following right here. Aries as well. What's up, Long Island? Aries as well. That's where it's at right there with that, I can go off a day.
That's why I gave you the opportunity to speak French. So everybody can say, oui, oui, oui. all the way home. Yeah, I know you're a graffiti wizard, because we wanted to drop this track by DJ Olaskin. God knows who's going to speak next. You want to tell them before I let my homie kill the game with the next track about your graffiti situation of life, because we got to go.
Hold on, real quick. The last thing I want to say before he dropped that track is remember, they didn't create the vaccination for COVID. COVID was created so you can get the vax.
You're just going to get ignorant at the end of the day. You know what? You're right. You was going ignorant. I'm sorry, people that got the damn shot. I'm so sorry. He just threw it in your freaking brain cells and said, why me? Hey, DJ Olaski, kill the game! Hutch. He said, don't let him die. Don't let you die. People, I got to get ready to go because this is the end of the show because it's about to be Ngozi time. I never got a chance to tell y'all what I wanted to say. So I'm going to have to wait till next month because I only go on once a month. Every Friday of the last Friday to call the fourth Friday of the month, you'll catch Two Thorough by your true fan, Will of God. But you can follow me on YouTube at number two, Two Will of God. My other YouTube is DJ Space. You got to put a space after the DJ. DJ Space Chill 322. Pull up Spontaneous TV, see everything I do. Go on Instagram at @2Will_of_God. Go on Twitter at @DJ_Chill. 22. Go on TikTok, 2Will_of_God. But I don't know what else to say to y'all except, have you ever took time to listen to how the news have took time to decorate themselves, for one? They decorate the hell out of themselves. They put on mascara. They put on lipstick. They put on all types of stuff. And then you look and you say, why is a news person talking to me in the way that they talk? If you take time to listen when people speak, are they using punctuality? Are they using wordplay? Did I say wordplay? Are they using a way to captivate you? Or are they training you to receive the words that's coming out their damn mouth? Now, this is not happening just in Philadelphia, but all over the world. Because I just happen to look and say, wow, did they just say it that way? Like somebody died, they say, oh, people of the world, look what happened over here. And you're like, but if that was my child, why are you saying it in that type of way? And they might say, and if you catch the killer, we have $150,000 bonus. I mean, what's that called? Not bonus. Whatever your thing's called, where they're going to pay you for being a snitch. That. And everybody's scared because they go, if I snitch, and I snitch, and I tell everybody who did it, will they follow me home? Yes! Yeah, we're going to follow you home because you're going to be on the news. And you big. Anybody take time to get on the news, pick and choose. The only thing I got to tell you, if you won't use the news, use it in a way to make money. Put yourself on the damn news. But make money by being on the news. See, that's knowledge. And that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to do my Eagles chant, my 76ers chant, my Phillies chant, maybe do a Flyers chant. I'm going to do these plays. I'm going to make money my way. I got my own business I'm doing to cut down trees. Make sure my kids is going to be like, yo, we got the kneesies. That's what we got to do. Because if they're going to give us a day to come outside and a day to go back inside, why can't you make money around the block? Yeah, y'all can't hear nothing I got to say. But I'm going to shut up because I know my time is short, and this is spontaneous with it. I don't know what I was going to do or how I was going to do it, but I moved with God. Thank God I got three beautiful children, a daughter, two sons, me, myself, and I. Hello, it's the dozy time. I've got to wait my turn. Damn it.
Well, I know one thing. I know one thing for sure. After my Ngozi time, you got 1 minute, and you're going to get cut off. You better get it in there. But first of all, congratulations to Will of God on his 39th only syndicated station all-time collection record, fourth all-time in the only Hall of Champions. This is a show that's unorthodox because we got callers who are long-winded, but however, they give that information. That's why we allow it, because it might save a life. The life you save might be your own. Tomorrow night on these only stations, we have the outstanding and wonderful coach, Derek Gibson, and Huddle Sports Nation. That's one of God's favorite shows he calls into. 9:30 Eastern Daylight Time on these only stations. And, of course, what we're going to do is call in and understand it. And Beverly Nation's advertising to ONI, which is Oladeli Ngozi Enterprises, reaches, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as Ngozi Primetime 1 at Bevnet.com. We're Ngozi Time both for Twitter and Instagram. Oladeli Ngozi at Pinterest and Google Plus. Oladeli Malewa Ngozi at Facebook, as well as our business page, Twitter, as well as the historic Beverly Nation Online Radio established 2013. And any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight, oladeley.ngozi@gmail.com. And I am your mother and father's favorite producer, and also the 2021 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Producer Nominee. Oladeli Malewa Ngozi saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis. Will of God, you have 60 seconds left to go in this program.
Damn. If I had 60 seconds, how many times could I get a minute? People, understand your minute only going to be a second in our new future. I don't know what you're going to do with your time, but do not relax. Stay fast. Keep your face like flint. Don't look and judge a book by the cover, because you might be the book that's going to be judged. You know what I'm talking about? See, that's knowledge. Y'all ain't ready to go to college because college ain't going to be allowing you to go in there unless you got the damn vaccine. Ooh. Yeah. Figure that one out. please don't live in a lifestyle where you got to be allowed to come outside. If you got to, move to the woods. You can always be outside then. Figure that one out. Until then, holler at your boy, because I'm always going to be the truth, and this is not a game. Figure out your lifestyle and improve it. Because we don't got a name unless you make one. Talk to you.